You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
Indeed. Very good morning, boys and girls. I've had my coffee. I'm okay. I'll last the next 3 hours. Yes, it is The Breakfast Show. I'm Jerry D. We're on 89.3. Cool FM, smoothest place on your radio dial, of course. And let me see. It is the 10th of October. As we make our way through the month, it is Tuesday, the 10th of October. I hope so. Right, let's take a look and see who we've got, if anybody, of interest with birthdays today. Here we go. Henry Cavendish. He was born on this day. We're going to go back to the year 1731. He was a British scientist noted for his discovery of hydrogen, or what he liked to call, which is quite a good one, really, inflammable air.
Good morning, world.
Hello. Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Morning.
Buenos dias en la mañana.
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
hit. The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
there we go, bring us in on this Tuesday morning. It's John Cicada there, and just another day. I tell you what, I like this. What does it say here? It said the subject of this pop, soul, and Latin-influenced ballad is the protagonist's deep desire to be with his lover and his inability to find happiness or contentment without them. It's a little bit like The Breakfast Show, really. If you don't get us in the morning, it's not going to be a good day. Is it? Of course it's not. Right, moving on. This is CeeLo Green. Bright lights and a bigger city. 6 after the hour, 7 o'clock, here on The Breakfast Show. Indeed, Mr. CeeLo Green there, and Bright Lights, Bigger City. And that's brought us to, just making our way to 9.5 minutes right now. After the hour of 7 o'clock here on this morning's breakfast show. What have we got lined up for you today? In the last hour of this morning's program, coming back to chat with us, Jaime Cherigo, coming in to talk to us about keeping ourselves calm, keeping ourselves mentally fit, etc., etc. Because today, I have it on good information. Sitting just behind me, morning, yes, and today is International World Mental Health Day today. Very, very important, and it's a lot, you know, things are much better now because at least we're talking about mental health. And strange enough, I mean, I've suffered, as you probably know if you listen regularly, from anxiety. Yeah, and it can be a bit of a pain in the butt. But people are talking more and more now about the things that we do feel and do suffer from. And quite surprised when I mention it to people. I say, oh, gosh, yes, you know, I suffer from that. It's terrible. It is indeed. Right. The best things in life are free. By listening to the radio.
Free, baby.
Great combination that is. Luther Vandross together there with Janet Jackson, and the best things in life are free. Absolutely. Quick good mornings to Renee over there in Athens in Greece, and Yvonne, and well, Mary Lou's still sleeping now, she's retired. Great to be with you this morning. Keep an eye on the time, we're just 30 seconds away from 15 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. So we're going to do this. Get you in your shower and on your way to wherever it is that you're going on this Tuesday morning as we rattle our way through October. One third of the month gone already. Never mind. Christmas decorations are coming, of course. Cool in the gang in the shower this morning. Fresh. That's what you'll be like when you get out. All nice and fresh and smelling good.
is the summer breeze, take you by surprise. She means so much to me, I'll do whatever to make you mine, baby.
Indeed, yes, so fresh, aren't you all? Me too. Yes, and on your way. So wherever it is you're going. And just going back over there to our everyday story of Greek folk, to Renee and Rick over there. And Renee says this one, good morning. Phew, what a busy, busy day. Well, busy, busy since my dad arrived. Remember, I told you last week, Dad was arriving for a vacation. We're all worn out. Today, this was after spending an entire day exploring Athens yesterday. And it's great to have my papa here as well. And you sent me some great pictures, didn't you? There's all one of the four. There's four of you there standing in front of the thing on top of the hill in Athens. Yes, very nice. And one with you and your dad. Very nice. And then there's one with Rick and your dad. But he's dressed up. I think, yes, he's dressed up as a Greek warrior. Very nice. Assume it's your dad in there somewhere. We have to play this really for you this morning. Hope you can enjoy it.
She's crazy like a fool.
It's Boney M.
What about Daddy Cool?
And Daddy Cool.
Show with Jerry D.
We've still got, unfortunately, we need that rain. A little bit of rain out there this morning coming in, but it sort of seems to have dissipated. What we got for this morning, usual bits and pieces. We're going to be chatting in or checking in with Ingrid for our everyday story of country folk. That's going to be in around about an hour's time. And also we've got Jaime Cherigo coming in to chat with us in the last hour this morning, keeping ourselves mentally fit and relaxed. So World Mental Health Day today as well. So that works out really well for us, doesn't it? We're going to be looking at some of the international news in a little minute, about 5 minutes' time, and a little bit of business thrown in for good measure. Local news, of course, at 8 and 9 o'clock this morning. And we'll be checking in with Yasmin to see how her day has been going so far. It's a bit early to tell, really, isn't it? And what she was up to yesterday, and what she's going to be up to today. Jeff Lynne's ELO. We're having the time of our life, aren't we? Of course we are.
Oh, wow.
There we go, yes, Jeff Lindsay, hello, time of our life. And that's it, off they go to do something else, I guess.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Con la construcción de la línea 3 del metro, día tras día, vamos haciendo realidad el sueño de miles de residentes de la provincia de Panamá Oeste.
Cardigan Groups, la agencia de comunicación, PR y marketing más creativa de Panamá, te invita a la segunda edición de Empowoman.
Iniciativa 100% gratuita que reúne inspiradoras historias y abordará temas como cinta rosada, maternidad, emprendimiento y mucho más.
Acompaña a Daniela Álvarez, Miss Colombia 2011.
Junto a reconocidas mujeres como Nicole Ferguson, Astrid Quiroz y Sacha Nikita. Este 21 de octubre desde las 10 de la mañana en Multiplaza Plaza del Sol.
Inscríbete en proyectocardigans.com y síguenos en @EmpowomanLatam.
Grupo Nefron Medical and Dialysis Center, located in the heart of the city, this is at the Panama Clinic Hospital in San Francisco, provides a full range of services, including advanced diagnostic procedures and treatments to help patients prevent or delay kidney failure and live healthier lives while managing a kidney disorder. Contact them at 310-2895 or 6548-6510. Grupo Nefron. As we make our way to this year's holiday season, a great time, of course, to spend with family and friends. Well, let's not also forget the less fortunate. So why not have a great time and help others as well? The British Charitable Foundation is happy to announce the 20th annual British Haul. It's going to be on Saturday, the 2nd of December, at the Miramar Intercontinental Hotel. Come along and join us for that champagne reception, a sit-down dinner, open bar, DJ and dancing until you drop. And you can have all of that for a donation of $135 per person. Ladies, do come glamorous. And men, well, see if you can find that black tie. All you've got to do, if you're interested in tickets, you can go directly to the booking form at www.bit.ly/2023. British Ball Tickets. Or for any queries or questions, you can also email the organisers at info@britishballpanama.com. Come along, join us, have a great time, and give help to others as well. And right, it is that time. We're going to take a look at some of the international news for this morning and a little bit of business thrown in. Of course, we can guess what's top of the list, can't we, for today? Actually, if it's World Mental Health Day today, perhaps we shouldn't read any news. The United States top general on Monday warned Iran not to get involved in the crisis in Israel and said that he did not want the conflict to be broadened. As Lebanese armed group Hezbollah fired a salvo of rockets into northern Israel. The White House earlier on Monday said that Iran was complicit, even though the United States has no intelligence or evidence that points to Iran's direct participation in attacks in Israel by Palestinian Islamist group Hamas. Tehran was not involved in the military Hamas group's weekend attack on Israel. This is from Iran's top authority, the Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, on Tuesday, but hailed what he called Israel's irreparable military and intelligence defeat. "We kiss the hands of those who planned the attack on the Zionist regime," said Khamenei, who was wearing a Palestinian scarf in his first televised speech since the attack. Israel said on Tuesday that it had reclaimed control of the Gaza border, pounding the enclave with the fiercest airstrikes in the 75-year history of its conflict with the Palestinians, despite a Hamas threat to execute a captive for each home that was hit. Israel has vowed to take its mighty revenge since gunmen rampaged through its towns, leaving streets strewn with bodies in by far the deadliest attack in its history. It has called up now hundreds of thousands of reservists and placed the Gaza Strip's crowded home, which is home now to 2.3 million people. They put it under total siege. And a senior Hamas official said that the group is open to discussions over a possible truce with Israel, having achieved its targets. Musa Abu Marzouk told Al Jazeera in a phone interview that Hamas was open to something of that sort and all the political dialogues when asked whether the Islamist group is willing to discuss a possible ceasefire. And the European Union, they backtracked in disarray on Monday on an announcement that aid to Palestinians had been suspended in response to the attack on Israel by Hamas after EU countries complained the bloc's executive had overstepped the mark. The confusion began after Olivier Varhelyi, the top official for relations with the EU's neighbours, said that the European Commission was putting all its development aid for Palestinians worth €691 million under review. When China announced a surprise deal restoring ties between Saudi Arabia and Iran this year, it signalled Beijing's desire to be a diplomatic heavyweight in the Middle East. The crisis in Israel and Gaza threatens to expose the limits of that ambition. After the March Saudi-Iran agreement, which China brokered, Chinese media hailed Beijing's rising profile in a region long dominated by Washington. Wang Yi, China's top diplomat, said that the country would continue to play a constructive role in handling global hotspot issues. Ukrainian forces are making some headway in both the eastern and southern theatres of their four-month-old counteroffensive, military officials said on Monday. Russian accounts of the fighting said that Moscow's forces had repelled Ukrainian attacks near the devastated eastern city of Bakhmut and inflicted heavy casualties in strikes on Ukrainian positions outside of the city. Police officers fatally shot the driver of a vehicle that ploughed through the Chinese consulate in San Francisco and into the lobby of the building's visa office on Monday, city police reported. Official details of the incident were sketchy, and police said that the identity of the motorist and what precipitated the crash were not yet known. There was no mention of anyone else being injured in the incident. Billions of people could struggle to survive in periods of deadly humid heat within this century as temperatures rise, particularly in some of the world's largest cities, from Delhi to Shanghai, according to research published on Monday. Towards the higher end of warming scenarios, potentially lethal combination of heat and humidity could spread further, including into areas such as the US Midwest, the authors of the report have said. European stocks rebounded sharply on Tuesday as dovish comments from US Federal Reserve policymakers bolstered sentiment a day after the conflict in the Middle East sparked a rush to safe assets. The pan-European Stock 600, that rose 1.5%, headed for its biggest one-day percentage gain in almost 4 weeks. The index looked set to wipe out Monday's 0.3% fall after military clashes between Israel and the Palestinian Islamist group Hamas sent oil prices surging and investors seeking the safety of bonds and gold. And talking of oil prices eased on Tuesday after rallying more than 4% in the previous session, with the traders cautious as they watched for potential supply disruptions amid military clashes between Israel and the Palestinian Islamist group Hamas. Brent crude, it fell 36 cents to $87.79 a barrel. That was by 8.05 for Greenwich Mean Time, while US West Texas Intermediate WTI crude, that eased 35 cents to $86.03 a barrel. Both benchmarks had fallen by more than $1 in earlier trading before recovering slightly. And there we go then. That's our look. That's some of the items in the international news and a little bit of business thrown in for good measure. You're listening to The Breakfast Show. We're on 89.3, of course, Cool FM. Have you ever thought about smart investing? You've got to check out Riscio & Associates. They've got over 30 years of experience guiding folks just like you. Start with $5,000. Get control, low cost and total liquidity. Reach out on WhatsApp at 1-954-881-3398 or swing by the website yoinviertobien.com. Your financial future, it's in great hands.
Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Oh, there we go. Yes, two in a row. And started with I Still Haven't Found What I'm Looking For from U2. And this one, of course, so Wham and Club Tropicana. I tell you what, you don't have to go to Club Tropicana to have a little bit of fun, especially starting on Saturday afternoon. It's the Ancon Charity Fest. Guess where? Up in Ancon. I'll tell you where it is in a minute. And now all of you know, because we've had them on the show a number of times and you've seen them in the press, it's all in benefit of the Abu Saad Shriners. Okay, now they do some great work for our Panamanian kids that need pediatric help or burns help. So this is the Ancon Charity Fest. It's coming up this Saturday, all right, 14th of October. It kicks off at 3 o'clock in the afternoon up at the Abu Saad Centre in Ancon, which, if you know where the Ancon, no, it's the Albrook Inn, I think it is up there, right next to that. And if you just go into Waze, and if you put Abu Saad in, it'll show you exactly where it is. So this is on Saturday. Starts at 3 p.m, as I mentioned, at the Abu Saad Centre. And what does it comprise of? Well, I tell you what, they're going to have great food, great drinks, and great music. Now, listen to this. The Night Walkers will be there. Nima, Hacienda Libre, Ray Benz, Los Caneros del Blues, Cruz Robles, OG Music Radio. Oh, radio, what's that? So there, I'll make a note of that. It's on this coming Saturday, 3 p.m. at the Abu Saad Centre. 3 p.m. onwards, it's going to be an absolutely brilliant afternoon into the evening. It's a $15 donation, and it's all going to a great cause, all right? So $15 donation to get in. So there, Ancon Charity Fest, this coming Saturday, kicks off at 3 p.m. Come and have a great time. I will be there to have a great time. I have a great time all the time, don't I, really? Going back in time with Pickety Witch. Same old feeling. And we're 11 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here on this morning's Breakfast Show with me, Jerry D.
I still get the same old feeling. Tearing at this heart of mine. And telling me that maybe I'm not really over you. I still get the same old yearning. Tearing my heart inside of me. And now there can't be any
Pickety Witch, the Same old feeling. This is America. Can't mistake this intro, can you? Ventura Highway.
Chewing on a piece of grass, walking down the road. Tell me, how long you gonna stay here, Joe? Some people say this town don't look good in snow. You don't care, I know. Ventura Highway in the sunshine, where the days are longer, the nights are stronger than moonshine. You're gonna go, I know.
Song America and Ventura Highway. Tell you what, I was just looking at birthdays. People got birthdays today. Now, being a bit of a car lover, and my first car being a Morris Minor, William Morris was born on this day. The year was 1877, a British motor manufacturer and a philanthropist. And he was the founder of, yes, Morris Motors Limited, and is remembered as the founder of the Nuffield Foundation and the Nuffield College in Oxford as well. I tell you, I love my Morris Minor. A little side valve engine in it. And a split windscreen. And you actually had a handle if you needed it to wind it up at the front. Cool.
Now if you feel that you can't.
Your best just ain't good enough,
just ain't good.
And you feel
there's no peace of mind to be found.
I know what you're thinking, you're a loner, no love of your own. But darling,
blimey. That was cool, wasn't it? Yes, talk about powerful. Yes, Il Divo have actually made an album of Motown. As you can gather from that, absolutely brilliant. Reach out, I'll be there. Time on The Breakfast Show. We're just making our way to the top of the hour, 8 o'clock.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. Cool FM, the best place to be in the morning.
Cardigan Groups, la agencia de comunicación, PR y marketing más creativa de Panamá, te invita a la segunda edición de Empowoman.
Iniciativa 100% gratuita que reúne inspiradoras historias y abordará temas como cinta rosada, maternidad, emprendimiento y mucho más.
Acompaña a Daniela Álvarez, Miss Colombia 2011.
Junto a reconocidas mujeres como Nicole Ferguson, Astrid Quiroz y Sacha Nikita. Este 21 de octubre desde las 10 de la mañana en Multiplaza Plaza del Sol.
Inscríbete en proyectocardigans.com y síguenos en @empowomanlatam.
Grupo Nefron Medical and Dialysis Center, located in the heart of the city, this is at the Panama Clinic Hospital in San Francisco, provides a full range of services, including advanced diagnostic procedures and treatments to help patients prevent or delay kidney failure and live healthier lives while managing a kidney disorder. Contact them at 310-2895 or 6548-6510. Grupo Nefron.
La Línea 3 beneficiará a una población de más de 500.000 habitantes de la provincia de Panamá Oeste. Con el sistema monorriel, atenderá una demanda inicial de 160.000 usuarios.
As we make our way to this year's holiday season, a great time, of course, to spend with family and friends. Well, let's not also forget the less fortunate. So why not have a great time and help others as well? The British Charitable Foundation is happy to announce the 20th annual British Haul. It's going to be on Saturday the 2nd of December at the Miramar Intercontinental Hotel. Come along and join us for that champagne reception, a sit-down dinner, open bar, DJ and dancing until you drop. And you can have all of that for a donation of $135 per person. Ladies, do come glamorous. And men, well, if you can find that black tie. All you've got to do, if you're interested in tickets, you can go directly to the booking form at www.bit.ly/2023BritishBallTickets. Or for any queries or questions, you can also email the organisers at info@BritishBallPanama.com. Come along, join us, have a great time, and give help to others as well.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
If you never
In the world.
In the world.
Is right here. Right now.
You know, there's so many ways that you can be listening to Cool FM. You can be doing it on your radio on 89.3, of course. Carabao Carbleonda are on channel 866, your Grada radio app on your smartphone, or you could just be checking us out on your smart speaker. It doesn't matter how you do it. Just do it.
The coolest station online.
Yeah, that's us.
Because we play
this.
Bye.
sorry you remember that one. Oliver and Good Morning Starshine. I don't know if you remember. It was the second act of the musical Hair, by the way, that was released in 1967. But I like a song with good lyrics, and certainly Good Morning Starshine has good lyrics that you can sing along to, like Glibby Gloopy Gloop Gloop, Nibby Nabby Nobby, La 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 Lo Lo Lo, Shabby Shibby Shabba, Nuba Abba Nabba, Ni Ni Lo Lo, Tooby Tooby Walla, Nubi Abba Nabba, Ellie singing song, Starshine.
Where did they do that?
I mean, you can't just do that by mistake, can you? I mean, that has to be. You gotta laugh. Of course you have. Talking, you gotta laugh. let's see if our friend Ingrid is around this morning, shall we? There she is. Yes. Hello. I'm not picking it up for some reason. Alright, well, tell you what, I'll play another piece of music. And then I'll see if we can find Ingrid. Seems to disappear. There's another one. We'll be back. Yes, Amber, and this is your night. I found the problem with Ingrid. Yep, I found it. I hadn't turned her on. Can't talk to her unless you turn her on, you know. All right, all right. Only clean thoughts on this show, all right.
Good morning, Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey,
morning,
Dad,
morning.
How you doing? Well, here we are in Panama City. Cloudy morning. Looks like maybe we'll get some rain. I don't know. Got to drive back to El Valle today, so postpone the rain just a little bit till I get in the road. Boy, the drive-in was kind of hard. At that area where you're coming into Caparita, Chorrera area where the construction is. Before then, there was a truck that was on broken down, and they couldn't pull off to the side of the road because they're repairing all that road over there. So everything's skinnied down to one lane, which added about 40 minutes onto my drive-in this morning. But that's all right. I was hanging out, listening to the radio, chitty-chatting on the phone, doing a lot of work, actually, while the car stopped. So here this morning, looking out, it's kind of a cloudy morning, so I'm wondering, are we going to get some rain? It'd be nice. We had quite a bit of rain after I left in El Valle, so, you know, you guys got to get some of that up here in order to get that canal moving again. So, and it is nice going over the bridge and seeing all them boats parked out in the canal area, but I'm hoping they'll move through soon because, boy, that's got to be a pain, having all your stuff on that ship and you can't get it out. The trees are looking pretty good inside traffic of the city. Let me look out on the Cinta Costera and the Corredor Sur. The Corredor Sur is coming in, and it looks like the street is wet, so it has been raining. Good for us. Woo! Rain, rain, stay. Rain, rain, stay. Well, the cook has been busy. She's getting all kinds of things done, getting the house fixed up back in El Valle. And I'm about to pack up in a little while and head on back there. Unfortunately, I have to wait for a couple of stores to open up because I have to pay some visits to them and purchase some things to take back to El Valle and take in a machine to be repaired. Other than that, it's been a pretty productive thing. I got my glasses. I got my... all kinds of toner cartridges and got the DeWalt in there to be fixed. It's just been a busy, busy day. Always is. All right. You guys be safe and back to you in the studio.
And a big thanks to Ingrid this morning. And I think, you know, what we really need to do, see if we can help, shall we, get that rain into the canal. This is Adimus. Rain dance. All together now. Jig around. There we go, yes, Adamus and Rain Dance. Hang on, let me just look out of the studio window. Oh dear, it's not worked yet. You think I need to play it again? Let's try this one, Hurusalema. Master KG.
Jerusalema, Ikayalami. Ilondoloze. Uhambenami. Zungangishilana. Jerusalema, Ikayalami.
Still not working. I do love that. Master KG there, Jerusalema. Featuring Norma Sable on there as well. Well, I'll tell you what, I reckon this next record, we should get a discount, you know, as pensioners. As jubilados. Why? Well, because the people on this song are they're older than the rest of us. Rolling Stones, absolutely incredible. Angry.
Yeah.
absolutely brilliant. How cool is that? See? Has life been old on? Yes. Did I hear right? I think the lyrics said, still taking the pills or something. Just send us a list of what they are. The Rolling Stones and Angry, I tell you what, it's just 10 days. Yeah, 10 days away. 20th of this month, the album is due out. The album's going to be called Hack the Diamonds. Can't wait. Yes. People of my own age. Great. You are listening to The Breakfast Show. We are on 89.3, and that is Cool FM, of course. Music-wise, let's have a lazy Sunday, shall we?
Wouldn't it be nice to get on with me neighbours? But they make it very clear they've got no room for ravers.
Sunday, yeah. That's the English band The Small Faces. That reached number 2 on the UK singles chart back in the year 1968. Yes, I played it then and I'm playing it again. 1968, Forces Radio Charger. Written by The Small Faces songwriting duo Steve Marriott and Ronnie Lane, and appeared on their 1968 concept album as well, which was Ogden's Nut Gone Flake. Against the band's wishes, it preceded the album as a single release. Did very nicely for them. Right, if you are keeping an eye on the time, we are 13 minutes away from the hour of 9 o'clock. If you missed the news of 8, well, we do have it again for you at 9 o'clock this morning. And I was going to tell, let me just have a look, see who else we've got today with respect to birthdays. Well, we looked at William Morris, didn't we, from 1877. Let's come up to 1900. Helen Hayes. And she was an American actress whose career spanned almost 70 years, eventually garnering the nickname First Lady of the American Theatre. Now, she's probably best remembered for her roles in several Disney films, such as Herbie Rides Again. Oh, yes, a big fan of the Herbie movies, me. One of our dinosaurs is missing. And Candle Shoot, she was in those as well. So it's her birthday, or would have been her birthday, today, the 10th of October, all those years ago.
Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
The summer sun is fading as the year grows old, and darker days are drawing near. The winter winds will be much colder now you're not here. Watch the birds fly south across the autumn sky, and one by one they disappear. I wish that I was flying with them. Now you're not here. Like the song through the trees, came to love me. Like a leaf on a breeze, you blew away. Through autumn's golden gown, we used to kick our way. You always love this time of year. Those fallen leaves lie undisturbed now, 'cause you're not softly on my weary eyes, as if to hide a lonely tear. My life will be forever autumn, 'cause you're not here.
And I tell you, a lot of you that are familiar with Jeff Wayne's musical version of War of the Worlds, that was in there. It wasn't originally released for that. Forever Autumn is what it's called. It's written by Jeff Wayne, Gary Osborne and Paul Vigras, and sung by Justin Hayward. Originally a melody written by Wayne back in 1969. A jingle, believe it or not, for a Lego commercial. Vigras and Osborne, the performers of the original jingle, added lyrics to the song and recorded it for inclusion on their 1972 album called Cues. For the best known version, the one by Justin Hayward from the album Jeff Wayne's musical version of War of the Worlds. Also, it's on that amazing album which I like, which is called Blue Jays, Justin Hayward and John Lodge. Now, the War of the Worlds, if you're not familiar with it...
No one would have believed in the last years of the 19th century that human affairs were being watched from the timeless worlds of space. No one could have dreamed we were being scrutinized as someone with a microscope studies creatures that swarm and multiply in a drop of water. Few men even consider the possibility of life on other planets. And yet, across the gulf of space, minds immeasurably superior to ours regarded this Earth with envious eyes. And slowly and surely, they drew their plans against us.
There's a good way to bring us up towards the top of the hour, isn't it? That is the opening of Jeff Wayne's musical version of War of the Worlds. It's got two singers in there. Oh, gosh, my mind's gone blank. It'll come back to me. But anyway, it is absolutely a brilliant album. It's quite a long album as well. And plenty of narration in there as well. Now, that narration at the very beginning, anybody recognise that voice? Let me just play it for you again.
No one would have believed in the last years of the 19th century, that human affairs were being watched from the timeless worlds of space.
There you go. That is the voice of Richard Burton, believe it or not. There. Who's Richard Burton? go and have a lie down. Yeah, Richard Burton as he ended up. Absolutely brilliant, brilliant. He was a bit of a hellraiser, was he. Right, that has brought us up to the top of the hour. Let's say if you missed the news today, well, just sit tight.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. Cool FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Grupo Nefron Medical and Dialysis Center, located in the heart of the city, this is at the Panama Clinic Hospital in San Francisco, provides a full range of services, including advanced diagnostic procedures and treatments to help patients prevent or delay kidney failure and live healthier lives while managing a kidney disorder. Contact them at 310-2895 or 6548-6510. Grupo Nefron.
En la carretera Panamericana se desarrollan frentes de trabajo de la línea 3. Por la seguridad de los conductores, recomendamos respetar las señales de tránsito y manejar con precaución para evitar accidentes.
It's Morning Radio, the Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
There we go, Bagman Turner, Overdrive, and you ain't seen nothing yet. Well, you ain't heard nothing yet, at any rate. We're going to be checking in with Yasmin soon, quickly, because we've got our guest coming in, Jaime Charigo. We're going to be talking about, well, preserving your well-being, keeping you relaxed, and it is a sort of world mental health day today as well. So that's still to come on this morning's show, but right now, Bob Dylan, Subterranean Homesick Blues.
Mixing up the medicine, I'm on the pavement, thinking about the government. The man in a trench coat, bad job laid off, says he's got a bad cough, wants to get it paid off. Look out, kid, it's something you did, God knows when, but you're doing it again. You better duck down the alleyway, looking for a new friend. The man in a coonskin cap in a pig pen wants $11 bills, you only got 10. Maggie calls Fleetfoot, face full of black soot, talking at the heat, puts plants in the bed, but the phone's tapped anyway. Maggie says the minute say they must bust an early man, orders from the DA. Look out, kid, don't matter what you did, but walk on your tiptoes, don't tie no bows, better stay away from those that care out of fire hose. Keep a clean nose, wash the plain clothes, you don't need a weatherman to know which way the wind blows. Oh, get sick, get well, hang around an inkwell, hang bell, hard to tell if anything is gonna sell. Try hard, get boxed, get back, ride rail, get jailed, jump bail, join the army if you fail. Look out, kid, you're gonna get hit by losers, cheaters, six-time users, hanging around the theaters, girl by the whirlpools, looking for a new fool, don't follow leaders, or watch your parking meters. Oh, get born, keep on, short pants, romance. Learn to dance, get dressed, get blessed. Try to be success, please her, please him. Buy gifts, don't steal, don't lift. 20 years of schooling and they put you on the day shift. Look out, kid, they keep it all hid. Better jump down a manhole, light yourself a candle. Don't wear sandals, try to forge a scandal. Don't want to be a bum, you better chew gum. The pump don't work, cause the vandals took the handle.
I tell you what, they don't make music like that anymore. Bob Dylan, but he's still going strong as well. Bob Dylan there, and Subterranean Homesick Blues. That was recorded back in January of 1965, and released as a single on Columbia Records. And that was on March the 6th of the same year, 65. It was the lead track on the album, Bring It All Back Home, released some 2 weeks later. Dylan's first top 40 hit in the United States as well, peaking at number 39 on the Billboard Hot 100. Morning, Yasmin.
Good morning. Happy Tuesday.
It's not raining yet. I was dancing and it's still not raining.
No, but it's kind of cloudy.
But that's not wet.
No.
We need wet. I mean, I did a rain dance. Yeah. And it didn't rain, Yasmin. When I do it in the shower, it's fine.
Maybe later.
Well, yeah. Hopefully with a bit of luck. So anyway, how was your day yesterday? Working?
Just working.
Mm-hmm. Oh dear, oh dear. Mm-hmm. Never mind. Mm-hmm. You'll get over it. And what do you got for today? What are you going to do today?
Today I'm going to the Alianza Francesa.
Oh, okay.
Because they're going to have a free guided tour in Spanish and French. For the photographic exhibition, Los Que Pasan, by the photographer Tito Herrera. Remember his name?
Yeah, I remember that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, yes, I'm going to that today.
Oh, good. Okay. Mm-hmm. And let me see. I'm looking right over there. I'm having a bad day with my brain today.
Oh, yeah.
Who are you? It'll all improve. One day, so we've got Jaime coming in.
Yes, he'll be soon.
Mm-hmm. And that's for our health, our wellness, to relax.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm taking tablets. Well, not but this is supposed to be for anxiety. Dr. Emil Nutrition. It's 5-HTP apparently. They're natural, and they do seem to help a little bit.
Oh yeah, oh, that's good.
Yeah, but you have to.
So you feel a difference.
What?
You feel a difference?
What? Well, a little bit. You know, if I feel more smiley, they're obviously doing something.
Okay.
But you take a couple of days. Mm-hmm. I've been taking them for a while, so yeah, they do help a little bit.
Oh, that's good.
You know, what I find the worst time of day is actually waking up in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you wake up, then you think, what have I got today? Then, oh, it's not too bad. I'll get up.
Mm-hmm.
But mental health, getting back into the headlines, which is, or under the spotlight, rather, mental health, which is good.
Mm-hmm.
You're all right, then, weren't you?
Oh, yes.
You got any mental problems?
No, I don't think so.
Well, you've been here long enough. All right, yeah. Well, look, enjoy yourself today, Alliance Francaise. Give my regards to everybody there.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And especially Tito, the photographer.
Oh,
Steve.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And we'll wait for Jaime.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to put on another piece of it. Oh, I'm going to get... This is only a short one, but this one... It's an artist. His name is Frank Ifield.
Mm-hmm.
And he was a big favourite of my mother's.
Oh,
and he was making music when I was a kid as well. I thought, well, I'll try this one. It's only 2 minutes long.
Okay, sure.
We can cope with that, can't we?
Oh, yes, of course.
All right, yes.
I remember you. You're the one who made my dreams come true a few kisses ago. I remember you. You're the one who said I love you too. Yes, I do. Didn't you know? I remember too a distant bell and stars that fell like the rain out of the blue. Is through, and the angels ask me to recall the thrill of it all. Then I will tell them I remember you. I remember too a distant bell and stars that fell just like the rain out of the blue. When my life is through and the angels ask me to recall the thrill of it all, then I will tell them I remember. Tell them I remember. Tell them I remember.
And there he is. Yes, Mr. Frank Ifield. And I remember you. That's a big favourite of my mother. He does yodeling, doesn't he? His real name is Francis Edward Ifield. He was from Australia originally. Country music singer and guitarist who often incorporated yodeling into his music. Well, he was from Australia, wasn't he? That's obvious. I thought it was Switzerland or Austria or somewhere where they did that. Anyway, he returned to the United Kingdom back in November of 1959. He had 4 number one hits on the UK singles chart, including cover versions like that one there. That was a number one for him, I Remember You. Now, that was a published song back in 1941. The music was written by Victor Schertzinger and lyrics by Johnny Mercer. And it was originally recorded by Jimmy Dorsey in 1941 and covered, like I said, most, but a lot of people. Frank Ifield had a lot of success. Glenn Campbell copied it as well, or covered it rather than copied it. And Bjork and George Michael. Now that's an interesting one. I've got that in my collection. George Michael's I Remember You. I wonder if he yogles. No, I don't think so. Here's another one going back in time. I remember playing this when it came out. Played it then, playing it again. This is the Bee Gees. And it's called Words. That's all.
Smile, an everlasting smile. A smile can bring you near to me. Don't ever let me find you gone, 'cause that would bring a tear to me.
Baby, glory. Let's start a brand new story now, my love.
Right now, there'll be no other time, and I can show you how, my love. Talk in everlasting words and dedicate them all to me. And I will give you all my life. I'm here if you should call to me.
You think that I don't even mean a single word I say. It's only words,
and words are all I have to take your heart away.
And there we go. Yes, that is the Bee Gees and words. I say, I remember playing it then. That must have been around 1968, so it was around at that time. Hey, if your name is Arnold George Dorsey and you want to be a renowned singer and you're not having a lot of success, what do you do? Well, it's simple. You change your name. If you change it to something like Engelbert Humperdinck instead of Arnold George Dorsey, you have lots of hits, like this one. This is Engelbert Humperdinck, A Man Without Love.
I can remember when we walked together, sharing a love I thought would last forever. Moonlight to show the way, so we can follow. Waiting inside her eyes was my tomorrow. Then something changed her mind. Her kisses told me I had no love in arms to cannot face this world that's fallen down on me. So if you see my girl, please send her home to me. Tell her about my heart that's slowly dying. Say I can't stop myself from
man without love.
cup, only it's a man without love. Another of Mother's favourites. I remember whenever she used to see a picture of Engelbert Humperdinck. Oh, he's rather nice. He can come home with me. I remember Christina and I went to Cartagena. It's a lovely outside restaurant there in Cartagena. And they had this guitarist and singer on. Yep. Same old thing. Oh, he can come home with me. Oh, God bless. She had a good sense of humour. Talking about a good sense of humour. Morning, Jaime.
Hey, good morning, Jerry. How are you?
I'm good. Jaime Trigger's with us. He's going to sort of chill us out this morning, aren't you?
I'm going to try to do so.
Yeah. Yeah. Good luck. So, now, you suffered from anxiety.
Yeah, I did, a couple of years ago.
Yeah, yeah. But you actually managed to get through that.
Yeah, I did. It was a process of about 2 years, but I think I managed to overcome anxiety.
Do you ever sort of get relapses? Is it sort of, because I was just talking to Jaime and saying about when the situation with, you know, the worst time is when you wake up. There's this sort of feeling, and I sort of wake up and, oh, it's another day. And instead of being happy about the fact that I managed to survive another day, and it's when they said, then I have to think about, what have I got today? And then if it's something I've got later in the day, I'll be worrying about that. But normally I can sort of, once I get up and I'm moving around and the day's started, it's not too bad. I don't sort of suffer it. Or I used to sort of things like, I wouldn't want to go to the supermarket because I had to get in the car. And getting in the car is always an aggressive thing here. So now I've become more aggressive than everybody else, so that's got rid of that problem. But what I find is that a lot of my dreams put me in situations where I'm anxious, you know? Could be like you're being chased by a wolf or something. And I always remember as a kid, I used to have this thing, I'd be sitting on the edge of a pavement, on the curb of the sidewalk. And I'd see a car coming and at my legs, and I wouldn't be able to move. I couldn't move, and that would sort of wake me up. And I was always told that if you die in your dreams, you won't wake up. So I'm still here, so far so good. But no, these things, a lot of it happens in your subconscious, like say, in dreaming. And then when I do wake up from the dream, feel in an anxious state, then you have to try and sort of focus your mind somewhere else. Otherwise it takes the tiniest little thing and makes something huge out of it. Exactly. I've got up in the middle of the night, and I've come into the studio, and I've dealt with something which needed to be done then, so I could go back to sleep.
Yeah, you have to learn to do a lot of things.
I know, it's awkward and doing a 3-hour program at 1 o'clock in the morning. There's nobody listening.
Yeah.
There's nobody listening now. Anyway, you sort of got down, and you did, you gave me a program to download, which is really quite nice.
Oh, you tested it.
I did, yes. And it's got all these different frequencies.
Exactly.
But nobody's playing music. It's all just...
Oh, but there's a music button.
Oh, you can... Yes, there's a music button, but it's just like a continuous...
And there's also like a reverb button or...
That's
or
right, a tree and exactly. And birds. I like the birds.
Exactly, yes.
Christina said to me, she says, that's got lots of birds on it. It's supposed to have. But I can't have Lala the parrot because she screams.
Oh.
No, I think she's more anxious than I am, actually.
Oh, no, poor parrot.
Yeah. So, recommendations and keeping us calm.
Well, I think something important we can recall from your story is that if we observe these experiences of these anxious dreams,
mm-hmm.
we can always get something positive out of everything. And the positive things out of this is that imagination is powerful. So if your mind has the capacity to cause terror, anxiety, and to make you feel bad, it also has the power to make you feel good.
So, how do I turn that on?
Well, it's going to be a little bit harder because sometimes when we are in an anxious state, it's because our brain is already trained to feel that way. Uh-huh. He's uh-huh. vibrating
right.
that way.
Right, okay, yeah, I can
so
appreciate
will have
that.
So mm-hmm. we will have to start doing a lot of things mm-hmm. to change the way that our brain is being wired so that he will start feeling more... like in a peaceful state, and then we're going to start little by little to diminish the frequency of mm-hmm. these anxious dream states. But we have to, it's like you're going to get these involuntary visions in your dreams, But when you train yourself doing, like, having 5 minutes, 10 minutes, you sit yourself, like, in a few moments in the day, whenever it's possible for you or for everyone listening, you will start training yourself to have different kind of imaginations. Mm-hmm. You will start telling your brain that it's okay to see yourself relaxed in a chair in a park, or to see the waves of the ocean, or to imagine the sun, anything that makes you feel calm. So it's going to be maybe in the start complicated, because if the brain is not used to it, you're not going to feel the benefits right away. So you have to do it every day, every day. It's like a programming. And then you will start seeing your conscious mind is going to start giving you more information related to the new programming that you are giving it, instead of the normal anxious, like, nightmares and stuff like that.
Okay, that's interesting. But that's if your brain wants to listen in the first place.
Oh, it will not want to at first. I'm going to be honest. No, it will not want.
I don't want to do that.
It may be even interrupt your attempts of visualization with weird images and feelings of anxiety and fear and stuff. So you're going to start. You're going to have to try to persevere through the practice.
Well, you know, you can try. You can change the hard drive on a computer, can't you? What if you can change your brain?
Oh, you can.
But no, I mean, and that app, in actual fact, that app you gave me, it is nice, because in actual fact, it does sort of take you away from thinking of other things.
Exactly.
And I was mentioning also that to Jaime just now, as we were about to start, that I've got these audio books. I'm collecting. I got loads of them on my computer now, and I thought I really must make an effort, because I'm one of these people. I'm never still for long enough, and I find that even when suddenly I might be there, I might watch it, but my brain is off somewhere else. It's you know, and what I find like with the audiobook. So I put one on the other night when I went to bed. I thought, I'm going to go to bed a bit early, and I put the audiobook on. It had to be the beginning of chapter 2. And off we went, and then I woke up and we were halfway through chapter 3. So the next day, of course, I had to go back to the beginning of chapter 2 because I didn't get under it. So what I found was, you see, it's this is the thing, isn't it, is not just to get the brain to, but also for you to give the brain something else to do.
Exactly.
And that's what I found. It's like... exactly like that. I listened to the, and because that worked, what I actually did last night was I went on to, what's her name? A thingy. My assistant. It wasn't Yasmin. It was,
the AI, you say?
Yeah, my little thing there. Okay. But you don't mention the name because she butts in.
Oh, okay, okay.
Don't say it.
It's like Bruno. But, you don't talk about Bruno.
But, so what I did last night was I got my sort of smart alarm clock. I said, just play me BBC Radio 4, which is a talk program. And I put that on, and I thought, well, perhaps I'm pushing it. So I said, you know, a bit short, but I said, you know, automatically turn off in 10 minutes. And I tell you, because my brain then is listening to the talking on the radio. And that enables me to go to sleep quickly.
That's great.
You know? Unless, of course, I listen to my program. It keeps me awake all the time. But that's it. And it's like if I do have an anxiety attack in the middle of the night, which that worries me. I try not to look at the time or anything if I wake up in the middle of the night. But what I do, if it's not going on, if I can't deal with it, I get up, come into the lounge, put the TV on, a low volume, lie on the sofa, and again, the brain says, oh, look, TV, it's better than talking to this bloke, and listen to the TV, and then I'm able to sort of drift off to sleep.
And when you go back to sleep again, you don't get any more the nightmares or the sensations, you sleep better.
No, because what normally happens is that, you know, if I'm doing this in the lounge, I'm on the sofa, and I'm watching the TV, or listening to it more than watching it, I fall asleep on the sofa, so that's where I stay. Until it's time to get up.
And you get up.
Yeah, because
fine.
My brain's busy. My brain's still watching TV.
Oh, yeah, exactly. The unconscious mind.
You see? Yeah. It. This is all very complicated. Don't know how I survive. But you should have answered. I mean, is that the right way to deal with it?
I think you have given everyone a great explanation, because I think sometimes us, the Westerners, we get complicated with meditation and mindfulness because we get it the wrong way. And this is what I'm going to try to explain really quickly. You just said something brilliant, which is we have to give the mind something to do. And this is what mindfulness and meditation is about. It doesn't matter what actually is, whether if it's contemplating the sun or walking in a park or sitting to say, whatever technique it works, or in your case, just listening to a radio show or watching the TV. The important thing is that the mind has to be busy. Mm-hmm. It has to be distracted so that this other part of also your mind, which is your consciousness, your observer, how we describe it in the meditation practice, it will be able to have another kind of experience, because the talkative mind, this stressful mind, the anxious mind, is going to be busy doing something. So the main core of mindfulness is find what will be useful for your mind in order to keep the thoughts busy, so that you have this free space of just being aware. And you can get relaxed just like you do when you fall asleep.
Mm-hmm.
There's this other mind of you that is relaxed, even though big part of your mind is watching the show. So you start seeing that there are many levels of our own mind.
But also, of course, I mean, I was talking to somebody about this not so long ago, and it's the fact that we have two of us. There are two minds.
And sometimes more.
Because we talk to it, but don't you, you know, when we're, you know, in our own little world, in our brain, and we're walking around, we talk to ourselves.
We do.
And one side of you could be really quite naughty. You know, I mean, you're walking along, and there's somebody or something, and the brain goes, oh, look at that, so-and-so, isn't she terrible? Isn't he terrible? And the other side of the brain goes, she can't say that. You know? And so you've got like a good and bad thing going on here as well. And one goes on and says, ha ha, look at her, or look at him, or, oh, look at that stupid dog, or something. And you say, no, there's nothing wrong. Look, that might be an extremely lovely person. You can't say that. So there's always this two sides. And this is where, funnily enough, as well, the discussion came up, we're talking about schizophrenia. And I think, you know, schizophrenia must really be is when you have got one side of the brain which is so much stronger than the other that it dominates. Ooh. You know? Because you've got this, it's like everything that we are, as we are created, is that we are not one simple thing. I mean, we've got how many billion people on the planet? We're all different, for heaven's sake. And the thing is with that is that we are made up of so many thousands or billions or whatever of pieces. You know, not everyone is 100% this or 100% that. Everything is a swing in between 100 and zero, and you can be one stage or another. And I'm a great believer that this is what it's. And if, for instance, our brain is in two halves, left and right.
That's correct.
So you've got one and then. Now I'm left-handed, so I guess my left-hand brain side of my brain is more dominant. Because it used to slap my right hand if I picked up a pencil. Don't do that. Do as I say. So there we are. I mean, it's so sort of complex.
It definitely is.
Yeah.
I don't know if you ever got to watch this animated movie. In Spanish, it was called Intensamente. I don't remember how it was called in English. Maybe
it'd be intense, I suppose.
But in this movie, it was animated. You got this, like, the mind of the main character. It was represented by various characters.
Mm-hmm.
So I think this movie was great. It was, like, from 2016 or 17. And I think it gave a great example of what we are trying to talk about. And also, I had the wonderful experience of taking a course online that the University of Princeton had in the platform of Coursera. They already take it away, sadly. It's not available anymore, but they had a course of Buddhism and modern psychology.
Mm-hmm.
And in one of the classes, they explained something that it's really amazing. They call it the modular mind. And they were speaking, just this thing you were trying to explain to everyone, that we have like several ourselves inside the mind, that they are like a team, like an executive board, something like that. So if you start watching what happens in your thoughts, which is part of meditation and mindfulness, you will start to discover these different Jerrys that inhabit inside yourself, or different Jaime, or whoever is doing the practice. So yes, we have different like aspects of our mind, and they debate within yourself.
Well, that's it, isn't it? They do. I mean, your brain is sort of... And perhaps it, you know, that's it. Perhaps it, you know, part of the brain is overactive. I mean, it's a, I mean, the way they study the brain now, it'd be very interesting to see what part of your brain is the most active when you are actually feeling anxious. Because it must be, it's like the flight thing, isn't it? You're always feeling something's going to happen. That's you know, you're feeling afraid. That was an expression somebody used once about, you know, how would you explain anxiety? It's basically being afraid. And that is very, very true. It is like that. And you're afraid, like I said, sometimes I don't want to get in my car and drive to the supermarket because I can't be done with the aggressiveness, because people here are very nasty when they drive their cars. Being an elderly gentleman with white hair, what I do find is being a pedestrian very good, because the nice side of the brain of the people in the cars, they say, oh, look, there's an old man, stop the car. And you see, and they let him stop, and then the other side of the brain goes, right now, try and run him over.
100 points.
100 points. But this is it. It's this sort of anxiousness, you know, it's fear. It's the sort of fear. And it's trying to dissipate that. Perhaps medicinal cannabis is going to help. I don't know.
You are definitely very sharp this morning, because you already mentioned another key concept, which is in which part of the brain anxiety and fear happens. And it is in the primitive part of the brain where everything regarding survival takes place.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
It's called, it's also called like the reptilian or the reptile mind, which is like which has everything that is primitive, like survival, like, and it also controls stuff like breathing, you know, like breathing, like your
the
organs,
which happens to us automatically. I mean,
exactly,
because it's at the base of the, I think if I remember, it's at the base of the brain at the back. There's a particular name for it, because that is what does all, if you like, all the background work.
Exactly.
So we
have to learn, just try not to be in that space so much.
So we need to really concentrate on the happy part of our brain.
And that is why what the application that I recommended you, that you just mentioned it earlier, it works because it helps your brain to vibrate in frequencies that are different to the frequencies.
Oh, I see. Now I see the point of it.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And then if you are in a different frequency from the one in which anxiety happens, it will not be possible for anxiety to be there, because this is not the way your brain is behaving in that moment. So with the brain, I mean, Nikola Tesla said it, if you want to understand life, you have to think in terms of frequency and vibration. This is what Nikola Tesla said.
Okay,
one of the most brilliant person in the history of mankind.
Yeah, and then along came Elon Musk. So what do you, I mean, you've obviously sort of got this sort of relatively under control. So what is your daily routine?
Okay, I think it's different, the daily routine, from everything I had to do to kind of achieve it. So in the time I was having anxiety, my routine has had to be very strict. I had to, like, wake up at a certain hour and maybe take some time when I wake up just to be peaceful before starting the day. Like, you watch the sun, you do your prayers, you meditate. Like, half hour. You take half hour just to dedicate to yourself to start the day.
You do a lot of exercise.
Exercise is very important.
Because I say exercise is,
definitely. And even if you are having anxiety, let's say not in a moment like the night that you're having to sleep, you can combat anxiety with exercise. I think this is why many people, maybe they don't know it, but this is why maybe it has gotten so popular with many people, because they are not aware, but they do it to combat their anxious feelings. So it's like, I'm feeling anxious, what do? I go run, I go to the gym, I do this, I do that. Because physical activity will help you get the brain out of this survival mind we were speaking
about. I'm not a big exercise person, but if I wanted it to help, if I drove an extra 5 miles a day, would that help?
I think it will definitely
drive
help.
My car another 5 miles a day.
And it will give you space to meditate.
Yeah.
And there's something else. You were describing this good mind, bad mind, but there's a bit that is more important. We start to associate ourselves with the one who is not the good mind or is not the bad mind. But you will start, maybe if I say it right now and you try to recall, you will see that there is a Jerry that is just like watching. Like, okay, you watch this thought that says like, oh, this is good. you watch this other thought that says a negative thing, but you have to ask yourself constantly. This is like constant meditation.
Uh-huh.
Like, but who is watching that?
Mm-hmm.
If this mind is talking and this other mind is also talking, then who is doing the watching? Like who's watching the movie? And that will start bringing you into the deep mind, which is not thinking, it's just watching.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a whole other level of...
And I've got something really exciting to tell you.
Okay, tell me.
Nobody's listening.
Oh, no. Really?
The internet's down.
Oh, no.
And oh, it's just come back. Hello.
Oh, hello. I thought we were off the radio for like a few minutes.
Yeah. See what I mean?
But we were flowing, so we're cool.
Well, it doesn't really matter because you can listen to it on our website anyway, because where it'll be, because it'll be put up there. And in actual fact, look, it's typical because it's the end of the program. We're finished now.
Oh, we do?
Yeah, we talked a lot.
I don't believe it.
You're good at that, aren't you?
Oh, my God. Time was...
Yeah. So, but you'll be back with us in a few weeks' time anyway. So we'll be able to carry on then with Jaime. And for those of you, if you've just come back, we had an interruption in our internet service.
Oh.
Again. Now you see what I'm like. Now, am I anxious? No, I'm not, because it's finished.
We let it be, like this.
Let it be, yeah.
Yes.
John Lennon. Hey, thanks as always, Jaime. And we'll have you back in a little while. And we'll continue from wherever it was that we left off on there. But say, if you are back with us right now, we're just closing down, you can go to our website, thebreakfastshow.com.pa. It's as simple as that, thebreakfastshow.com.pa. And you can listen to the programs. We archive them. So have a little search around. You can find an old program as well. Anyway, Jaime, look, as always, thank you so very much.
Thank you very much.
The time goes extremely quickly when you're here.
Oh, my God, yes.
Because we're relaxed, you see.
Yeah, we have fun.
Anyway, Jaime, big thanks to Jaime. Jaime Trigo with us right now. And also, let's say big thanks to our intrepid outdoor reporter, Ingrid, for checking in with us today. And also to Yasmin, of course, here, doing all our production work, etc., in the background, and social media. Big thanks to our co-producer, Neil Danby, over there in Windsor, in the UK, get some of our background information for us on the programme. And as always, to the boys and girls, a group of girls who turn us on and off and on and off, because we lost our connection for a little while. So big thanks to them, especially to Isaac. Also, let's say a big thank you to all of you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors. Thank you so very much for being with us here on The Breakfast Show. Back with you same time tomorrow morning. That's at 7 o'clock. Just remember, whatever it is you're doing between now and then, do it carefully, because tomorrow at 7, what do I want to be doing? Talking to you, not talking about you. From me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-ta! You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Call FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Kiros, co-producer Neil Danby.